The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Great time to be alive, and good to be back home. God is true to His Word. There will be acceleration of time, increased in intensity of the Lord's dealing with the wicked, as well as increased in intensity and acceleration of the manifestation of the transfer of wealth, influence, and blessings to the body of Christ for those whom God found faithful. There will be a continuous changing of the guards in the body of Christ, replacements, displacements, promotions, and demotions amongst the leadership, as the exposure of corruption and the dealing of corruption within our government continues, and in all sectors of society, okay? The education system, the agriculture, our health system, everything. God is doing a great and awesome things in our lifetime. The wicked root that is in Washington, D.C. is finally being uprooted by God's own hands and is now being exposed to the light. The Lord Jesus warned us about these things, and we are prepared for this. It's an answer to our prayer. Me and Joshua, as you know, just got back from holding a three-day conference and a training in the Philippines. While we were there, we were also following the news here back home. It is amazing to hear and witness the uprooting of the wicked roots in Washington, D.C. You know, when I released this prophecy, I believe in 2019, the major plans of God, the will of God, you seem to stand alone. While many are prophesying judgment and doom and gloom and wars and rumors of wars and famine and everything else, you feel like you stand alone, even though I'm not. But when I release this prophecy that God is going to uproot the wicked roots in Washington, D.C., that all the nations of the world feed off it, including many in the body of Christ, ministries and ministers. But that's exactly what I saw. I had been praying for many days for the prophetic gathering of the saints, and I was not getting anything until 1 o'clock in the morning. The Lord woke me up and show me this vision. So, of course, the entire prophetic gathering or conference changed dramatically. I asked Erica and James, who were artists, to paint and to draw this tree with wicked roots. And we showed it to the body of Christ. Many, many attendees at that time, they don't want to hear it. They want a prophecy for themselves. They want something new, but I just kept on. There are about 100+ registrants in those times and when I release it. So when you prophesy the word of the Lord or the instructions of the Lord, it is coming from heaven and you don't need to fear to release it and let others agree with you. If it is from God and when it's called for peace, it is actually the qualification or how you check whether a prophet is a false prophet or a prophet sent by God. And it is not the job of the prophet to make things manifest. It is the job of the prophet to release the word exactly as instructed by the Lord and pray and intercede on behalf of a nation, cities, or nations. Okay. So any prophecies that are reactionary, we need to be wary of them. If you react on what is happening in the world and you release a prophecy to react to what is going on, it is not calling those things that are not as though they were. when there's something bad that are happening or we're afflicted as a nation, we get down on our knees and seek the face of God like King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And God will send a prophet or will release an instruction or clarification to us. And as soon as we receive our instruction, then we follow that instruction to the letter and believe the impossible, okay? So when God told me that this ministry was a catalyst in turning this country around and in implementation of God's government, I was astounded. And God showed me, for me, it is a privilege, but it is a short thing. It is not really a big thing. I'm just following the instructions of God. And I was reminded that even when Moses was called, he did not really understand or saw fully how big is that plan of God in leading the people to the promised land. Not just leading them, but forming a new government, a government of God. And it covers every sector of society. So this move of God covers every sector of society. I just want you to realize that. And we play a part of it, just like this ministry played a part as far as the emergence of the true government of God here on earth, okay? And our country is better off now. Yes, we will have challenges, but God is faithful, okay? A part of my assignment and Joshua's concerning the implementation of God's ways of doing things here on earth, how to engage in spiritual warfare, how to implement God's ways of doing things on the earth, or governance. It started in December 6, 2020. I was instructed by the Lord in my prayer time to go to Washington, D.C., and I have an assignment there to release decrees and prophecies concerning this country. Okay. So Mike went with me and Joshua and Erica, and we drove. It took us 2 or 3 days. We took our time and we prayed for every state that God led us to pray or prophesy on. And when we were in Washington, D.C., downtown, early in the morning at 1 o'clock before the appointed time for us to go at the steps of the Supreme Court of the Philippines, I heard from the Lord on what to do. Here is the summary of that assignment from the Lord, which was videotaped, and I think the media team posted it in our website. I declared that the Word of God, the will of God, and the purpose of God is sovereign and is the only supreme authority over this country and over the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And God has rendered judgment towards United States in favor of the body of Christ here. I declare that Roe versus Wade will be reversed, and the sign that this is going to happen, it will be a snow in Texas. And boy, did we have a snow in 2021, okay? Roe versus Wade was reversed and was given back to individual states. Joshua then issued judgment against the arts and entertainment in general, in every form, and the transfer of wealth and influence to God's people. Erica issued a revival and a major changes in our education system. And Mike joined in Freedom Fellowship Church partners and members, including those in the Philippines, to be a part of the transfer of wealth and influence. Okay? This is the summary of what is done. And before and after the election of 2020, Joshua and I were instructed to prophesy to the state of Arizona, Nevada, and many other states. Okay? And then I released a prophetic instruction to the body of Christ in January of 2021, I think first week. This is the prophecy. It's conditional. If the body of Christ will unite, do the right thing, and focus on our Lord Jesus Christ instead of engaging in political divisiveness, arguments, and hatred, The result of the election will be reversed in a matter of days or weeks. This is January of 2021, Body of Christ. Instruction is do not hate your enemies and stop idolizing President Trump. Okay? If the Body of Christ will continue to disobey this instruction and will not unite and will not focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, then God is going to give us 2 years to turn things around for us to obey. Then 2 years happened, and the result of the midterm election is not satisfactory. It did not move a needle. And the last prophetic instruction and warning is, if we continue on being divided and to focus on our own thing and not to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, it will take 4 years or longer for this country to turn around. And this is where we are right now. Okay? It took us 4 years, wherein it could have manifested in weeks or days. I also released a prophecy before the November 2020 election that Trump is a two-term president. And on his second term of office, he will be kinder, gentler, and humble, but stronger, much stronger in his resolve to make this country great again. And I came against those so-called prophets who prophesied the death of Biden, some of the members of the Supreme Court, and so forth and so forth. Those are reactionary prophecies, okay? I got so busy nullifying those prophecies. They're not from the Lord, but they are based on anger, personal motivation, borderline hatred, and reactionary to what is happening. Thank God he is merciful, and thank God he is faithful. And we as a body at Freedom Fellowship Church, we started praying together at least once a week to intercede for the country, to pray for all the 50 states and leaders on both parties. I assembled devoted prayer warriors, and we went higher with our praise and thanksgiving to God, and we dug deeper and continued to call those things that are not as though they were. After the result of the 2022 midterm election, and knowing that the Body of Christ may continue to do her own thing, I start preparing the ministry team for leadership positions, for the transfer of wealth and influence, and for the greatest revival in the history of the church. This is how we governed here on earth. This is how we implement God's ways of doing things. We need to do it first in spiritual things because we are now spiritual beings with a body. And the church, who is the governing body, and not us, the world's ways of governance. We were led by the Holy Spirit, and we set aside our own agenda for the country. And I know that there were many pockets of Christians all over this country who did the same. We're not the only one. I am just sharing with you the assignment of this ministry so that you can see the government of God, and you'll fully understand, and you take action. You take your post. My assignment, I did not have the full understanding of its impact. Okay? Every time, we must remember and we must be aware that every time that God will tell us something, it is a big thing. It is always bigger than what we have perceived. And it's critical that we believe and we obey, that we trust him, okay? So Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, For to us a child is born, meaning Jesus, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. We are that shoulder. So we implemented without me and without the body, Freedom Fellowship Church, knowing that we are governing at that time, that we came together, we pray, we listen to God, and we release the word of God, the will of God, and the purpose of God upon this country, and other nations, and we can see it coming to pass. You have to understand God does not play favorite, and He wants each and every one of His people or children take part in governance, take part in this move of God. Not just one or two, not just a few selected two. All of us, we're all members of the body of Christ. Amen? All nations of the earth, in all sectors of society, will be under the sovereignty of the Almighty God. And the authority and the position to govern was given to us, the body of Christ. We need to be found faithful under the authority and power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? All power and authority in both heaven and on earth were given to Jesus, and He gave that name and authority to us. So instead of doom and gloom, or focusing on doom and gloom, we need to focus on, as a member of the body of Christ, on our position to do the right thing, to believe and to trust God, that the victory has been handed to us at the cross, to be led by the Holy Spirit, and to mentor and disciple others. In other words, to obey the Great Commission first and foremost in every sector of society. And don't look at the pulpit, okay? Our pulpit is our sphere of influence wherever we're at, in every sector of society. I always say, which is the truth, that the hierarchy of the church right now is out of order. The true government of God is now emerging and will dismantle the government of men, first in the church and then to the nations all over the world. We will begin to understand spiritual authority and how to govern. In the spirit first, then it will manifest physically. Okay. This is what we are learning now at this ministry. We need to continue to unlearn things. I understand that. And embrace the new things that God is implementing and creating on this earth. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. We need to be a student of the Holy Spirit and not a student of the Bible. Jesus made it very clear in John that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He is our teacher, and He will guide us into all truth. So, the season that we're in right now, major changes and upheavals are coming. And we need to embrace these changes, okay? Let go of the past. Be willing to unlearn things and learn and embrace the new things God is doing in our lifetime. It's actually breathtaking. Believe, trust, and obey God. Set aside your own agenda and have a regular heart checkup. Ask the Holy Spirit, ask the great physician to illuminate to you your motivation of the heart, and ask Him to arrest and expose those things that became familiar to you that are not from Him. Be willing to change, and don't get into condemnation, and jump into implementing God's ways of doing things, starting with your life. Start believing God. Start thanking Him. And take into heart that you have an audience of one. That is our Abba Father, our God Almighty. If you'll do that, if you and I will do that, we will stop seeking the approval of men and pursuing our own desires and to continue to wallow in sins. Time is of the essence. I saw during the conference that starting in 2025, that things will accelerate both blessings and judgment. Joshua and I went to the Philippines last week, January 24th, after the inauguration of President Trump, and we spent 2 weeks there. We went to train and instruct the upcoming leaders to start focusing in their own hearts and their country so that they will catch up with us here. I received instruction from the Lord that everybody who are summoned for this Philippine conference to register for the event, and they have to pay their own way. 96 answered to that summon. They were hungry for the things of God. They are willing to learn. It was a very easy, even though it's back to back to back, and meeting with the leaders, the pastors afterwards, it was very easy. It was very easy for us, especially for me. Now, I am preparing the team here who made themselves ready. I will spend time with them showing, prophesying, teaching about implementation and governance and using one's own spiritual authority and power. We're getting ready. Yes, we must expect oppositions, afflictions, and even challenges. But let me remind you, they will come. Weapons will be formed against us, but they will not prosper. I want to remind you one of the prophecies that God had me release to the body of Christ here. God says, even if the wicked people combine all their authority, their know-how, their resources and power, they will not be able to stop or even slow down this great move of God and the turning around of this country towards righteousness. They can hoop and holler all they want. They can accuse and lie all they want. It will come to naught, okay? No weapons formed against us shall prosper. God has spoken and He's faithful. He delegated the authority of implementation and governance to the church. So whomsoever that are ready, whomsoever that are willing, those who are faithful and obedient to Him, and will continue to put Him first, those are the ones. Are you one of them? It's just amazing on what's happening to this country. Prepare for new ideas, concepts, new inventions, new products, developments that are already in the hands of the body of Christ. And now resources and people will start coming in to implement that. But just one warning for everybody, those that are part of this transfer of wealth and influence. Once you reach a certain success, you'll continue to have to submit and ask for instruction from the Holy Spirit. Once you receive an action, when you start doing your own thing, you are just telling everybody and God that you can do it without Him. Remember, this is His idea and we've never been this way before. We have to continue. The more the manifestations of blessings, the more influence we get, we need to pray more and listen and submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because this move of God is not just for us. It is for the future of our children and children's children and for mankind. This is bigger than we thought possible. And stop looking at your own qualification. No one can qualify us. We cannot get qualified by our own means and by our own education and training. We have to be qualified by God through the Holy Spirit. Remember that. Okay? God bless you for tuning in. Remember, time is of the essence and major changes are coming upon this land. Great, great, good changes. We need the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to trust God, yield to Him, submit to Him, and follow His instruction to the letter. Remember, we've never been this way before. We need to obey. And we need to continue to celebrate the goodness of our God, even though, come, Lord Jesus.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.